This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If we win in Indiana, it's over with, folks. It's over with. And then we focused on Hillary Clinton.
All right, Indiana coming up on Tuesday as Indiana folks will go to the polls, and this should be it for Donald Trump. He should have enough delegates, even if it's not the absolute number, that it makes it impossible for Ted Cruz and Carly Fiorina to ultimately take over and win the Republican primary. So, you know, it's interesting. You look at the delegate count. Trump has over 1,000, and the total delegates are 2,472. For Hillary Clinton, she has 2,179. And remember, the delegates needed are different. And then you have to do that thing of the total delegates in the party and how much they parcel out and what does a superdelegate mean and whatnot. So we know Indiana's up. Then you got Nebraska, West Virginia, Oregon, and so on down the line, California. It's just so crazy how this process seems like we've been in this forever, doesn't it? Do you feel like this is a long, drawn-out affair? How this has ended up in this situation, I can't tell you. And, you know, it's funny, over the weekend was the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and I was watching the lead-up to it. So in an effort to fill time, there were some of the stations that were talking about previous correspondence dinners. And I saw a clip. It was interesting. There was a clip of Donald Trump where the president, where Obama was saying a few years ago, you know, when is this guy running for president? Made a joke about him. He's always threatening to run for president. And here it is, fast forward these years later, 4 years later, and now Trump is in the thick of it and very close to claiming that nomination because there's no way, I think, that you can figure out some kind of a cockamamie way in a convention to ultimately trip up Trump. It would be disastrous for the Republicans, but you know, you listen to some political pundits, and I'm talking about people that have been in the game for a very long time, and they're persuasive as to say that there's no way Trump gets this against Hillary Clinton. Then you listen to some others, and they say, absolutely, there's a way that he wins against Hillary Clinton. And what will that be like once the two of them claim the nomination and go up against each other? I think it'll just be the wild, wild west, which we've already seen that, right? So Clinton is going to have a hard time, first of all, trying to get the Bernie backers to jump on her bandwagon. But if she could, and if she was smart, she would try to do that, and she would try to win over Bernie Sanders as much as she could, because that's a tough crowd, and that's a tough crowd that might not go out and vote, period, and say, forget it, I don't want her, so I'm not going to vote, because I think this is going to come down to the wire between these two. I disagree with some that say, oh, there's no way Trump will just absolutely slaughter her, or there's no way Clinton will absolutely cream Trump. I mean, it's like a lead-up to the Super Bowl, isn't it? It's your side versus my side versus them, the us's and the thems. And because of that reason, I think there could be the problem of dissuading some people to vote. And I think it will come down to the wire. It will come down to a handful of votes. I think we're going to see what we saw, honestly, with the whole Gore-Bush thing. I don't predict hanging chads and that this ends up to the Supreme Court. But I think it will be really close because of a few factors on both sides. Who's going to stay home? Who's going to actually go out and vote? And I think the Democrats really honestly believe there's just no way that Trump becomes president, and I think that's a big mistake to think that there's not enough support or anti-Democrat or anti-the same old thing, because he has really stepped it up, whether sometimes it seems ridiculous and he's a caricature of the, when he's on Celebrity Apprentice or not, he's not a career politician in that sense. And if you, it comes down to it, and that's the two choices, where do the independents go? And now we're getting close, folks. We are literally 80 days away from the conventions, because, you know, they're back-to-back conventions, Philly and then in Cleveland. Then what happens? And then what are those presidential debates? I can make this prediction. Those presidential debates, I think, will get huge ratings. Whoever has the presidential debates, and I know there's only going to be a few, I think they will be blowout affairs. And then what does Trump do? You know, he makes these comments about she's getting the woman's card, which I don't think so. But it doesn't matter. Anything, any shot that they take at each other now is just between the two of them. I think it's going to be wild television. I mean, you would talk about must-see TV. I can say that whether the drop-off happens as far as voting is concerned, as far as the people watching you and I riveted to these presidential debates, I think the presidential debates will be ginormous, which is actually a word. Ginormous. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, the mailbag is filled with emails once again, so we will hit the mail slot coming up in our next segment. We're going to also enlist Patrick Eggdorf, the technical director of this version of America Tonight, for a little of that fun of true and false, talking about some of the hits that are being played out there, some of the hot hits, what else are people talking about. We will absolutely do that. And the worldview, the long view, and what does it mean? I'll tell you one scary moment. The FBI says they stopped a plot against a prominent Florida Jewish center, that there was some kook that was going to throw a bomb over into the Jewish center. I mean, this stuff is so crazy. And who is he? James Medina. He was going to try to blow it up during Passover services. He explained that if he would conduct an attack, he would want to do it at a synagogue because Jewish people are the ones causing the world's war and conflicts. The FBI knew about it. There were all these comments that were made by him. He was initially saying he was going to use AK-47 style kind of weapons to shoot it up. Then he was going to throw a bomb over. And then luckily there was an informant. The FBI knew about it. They said nobody had to worry because they felt confident that it was, that they knew about the plot and they would stop him. And, I mean, this is just some of the nonsense that is happening. There was a 17-page, so there must have been a lot of ramblings, a manifesto, a 17-page FBI affidavit unsealed Monday, and it includes some of those comments I said about the AK-47. Also, there were conversations recorded by an informant, the stuff that he was rambling about that he wanted to do, and he would claim the attack was traced to the state terror group, but there's no evidence of that. Yeah. They nailed him, though. They got him before anything happened. Hang with us.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-483-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Your daddy don't know what.
Swinging your leg over to the other side. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So, let me see. As we examine what the top headers are, and I say the top headers are, is if you picked up one of those old-fashioned things, the newspaper, here's what some of the top headlines are that you would see. Okay, so the New York Post says, stop the coronation, she's unraveling. And when they say stop the coronation, she's unraveling, of course, they're talking about who? Hillary Clinton, of course. The Post is the best at headlines, by the way. There's a paper that never says die. That and the USA Today, because when you travel, that's one of the ones you pick up. But that's what it said. Bernie wins another primary. Trump ties Hill in the swing states. And that's what it's all about. Hillary Clinton and her losses in West Virginia. West Virginia, 51% went to Bernie Sanders, 36 to Hillary Clinton, projected winner, 37 delegates. In the end, she still has more super delegates, though. See, that's the thing. I mean, that's the problemo in the end. That how can you win if you don't have the supers? And with this crazy grid, this Rubik's Cube of primaries in figuring out who's getting what chips on the table, that's what matters for the Democrats. And what's interesting, and this, I'm going to throw this in to go along with the New York Post Stop the Coronation headline, which there was a crown that was not quite put on her head. Reuters did a rolling poll. I mean, the rolling poll, they look at all different polls, and that's why they call it a rolling poll, and it's every single day. And in the rolling poll for Reuters, for Hillary Clinton, the selection for president at the 2016 presidential election was between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Right now, Hillary Clinton, 41.3%. Donald Trump, 40%. This is a nail biter. Anybody who thinks that they don't really need to go out and vote, you need to think again. I hope we have massive, massive amounts of people that vote. Absentee ballot, whatever. It doesn't matter. Because these votes are going to matter. That's the part that matters. All right, let's give you a few more headers. Let's go to Chicago. A lot of you listening to us in the great Midwest. And the Chicago Sun-Times, they usually go, if they're going to go big, they usually go local first. And, of course, newspapers are still being read, if not the hard copy, they're being read online because they're trying to always wiggle a few bucks out of us when we want to go check out a few stories, as you know. And so in the Sun-Times, they did have one story that was national, and it said, Sanders' West Virginia win makes up a little ground on Clinton. Then they went local. State Supreme Court, shocker, Cook County judge removed from case. That's a big one. And then also ex-Congressman Reynolds says he wants to plead guilty in the tax case. It's Chicago, after all. Politicians and shenanigans are always going to make the cover. I mean, always. In that city, anyway. All right, I'm going to give you another one. And by the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. Here's the Washington Post. The Washington Post pumps out some decent journalism, right? Once again, what do they have on top? Sanders wins in the West and wins in West Virginia, extending race against Clinton. And then they went local and they said a first look inside the Smithsonian's African American Museum, stunning views, grand scale. And then the other thing was, Ted Cruz built a brand on being the most hated man in Washington. Now what? And they wrote about what they called the obstructor-in-chief. That role didn't get him to the White House this time. But it, could it be useful down the road? Set out to Dan in the great state of Texas. The Midwest. We go from the great Midwest to the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan. How are you?
I am getting full. I'm eating some rice pilaf with chicken and a special sauce. Oh, my God, girl. I'm laughing.
I like what you said, special sauce. It's all about the sauce sometimes, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I am a brilliant person at making sauces as well as other things. Now, speaking of a sauce of a different kind, Hillary isn't going to be the nominee. Hillary is either going to cop out on the grounds that her little throat is killing her and she's got cancer and she's dying. My God, look how ugly she looks when she's on TV. And that voice of hers. Oh, my God, nails on a chalkboard. Ugh. And then Bernie, he is a rising case. He's headed for the graveyard. I mean, they won't let him go in there. The guy is going to be Joe Biden as future president of the United States coming in to save the Democratic Party with none other than Barack Obama as the vice president. Because Barack isn't about to give up power, and he ain't going to let his agendas go down the tubes. Obamacare and all the other things that he wants to keep going? No damn way. He's going to try to cement this for the next 8 years. If they can keep Joe alive, and if they can't, well, he gets to be president anyway. Now, you and me are going to make a fortune when you do that. Make it all across that map that I've got set up. We'll do it with the people that, you know who I'm talking about, the dial-a-dollar type people.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll just make a fortune, Kate.
Oh, that's it.
I got some jokes for you, but I can't tell right now. I got to get back to my food. But tell Grim, we love him and we miss him, and get back on the phone and good health. And same to you, my love. You are my friend and my future wallet filler-upper.
I like that, wallet filler-upper. Getting back to his sauce. Dan, thanks. So Dan says, listen, the jig is up for Hillary Clinton. You heard some of the headlines I read about Bernie Sanders in West Virginia. Is it true? Is it up for her? Well, this is it for her. If she doesn't win the nomination this time around, there's no other time she's running. 2008 was when she thought she had this shut, open and shut case. And then along came Barack Obama, and that was it. It washed her away. So this is the only chance. After going through two terms with Obama, this is her chance. She's either in here or that's it for her. We're not going to see her as president and or running for president. And I'll tell you what, I think these polls are right. I think it's just that close. So that means there's work to be done on both sides, if either, you know, in this push-pull, whoever wants it, let's see, because I don't think it's going to be a handover easy thing. I just don't. It doesn't have the earmarkings for that. It has it for unpredictability. That not so fast. Don't assume you think you know what's happening. Because how can you really know what's happening? And the answer is no. It's a given that this is not going to be easy on any sides. It's not going to be easy. All right, so when we come back, a new doctor emerges in the Prince investigation because it's all about prescription pills. And did you know that prescription painkillers make up now 80% of what people are checking themselves in to facilities for? That's staggering to me. With everything that you could be, heroin, etc. No, prescription painkillers. We're talking about them. Do you take them? How do you stay not addicted? 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers. A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Registered pharmacist Finn Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Walks barely down the street with a great blue and hollow. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway is a bullet straight to the sound of the feet, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one down, and another
with Shaking America and Beyond Our Borders. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So, VP candidates, Hillary Clinton, who pushes her over the top, so to speak. And what about Donald Trump? The word leaks. Newt Gingrich is on the short list. Paul Ryan said, pound sand, I don't want it. Although he had a meeting with Trump. Trump wants him to run the show in Cleveland. So hard to believe as I went by the Trump Hotel in Vegas and I thought, wow, solid gold on the outside. That is one of many of the president's houses. The White House will have to be redone if the Trumps move in. Because gold is the name of the game for Donald Trump. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Zigging and zagging in a couple of directions. I said we're going to talk about the new doctor coming out in the Prince investigation. I'm telling you, everywhere I go, Prince music is on. Still purple, purple. Whether it's a golf tournament, whether it's a different city, things and fountains and still, many of our landmarks are still purple. That is the impact that Prince had. So now the Times in Los Angeles has uncovered a search warrant that actually identified a doctor who treated Prince twice before he died on April 7th and the 20th, the day before he died. The doctor's name is Michael Todd Schulenberg, specializing in family medicine. On the morning of Prince's death, Schulenberg had arrived at Paisley Park with test results for the singer. Interviewed after police arrived, Schulenberg told them that he had prescribed medication to Prince on April 20th. And that he supposedly went to fill the prescription at Walgreens, for whatever that matters. But the thing is, and even TMZ ran some photos of him outside of a Walgreens the night before. And supposedly done a bunch of tests on him, and he was dropping off test results and whatnot. But what's interesting is who was writing prescriptions for him? How many different people were writing him prescriptions? And, you know, what was it? What was it that he was incredibly hooked on? What specific painkillers? And I mentioned now when you go to these clinics, whether it's, you know, rehab for alcohol or drugs, the majority of the drugs are prescription. It's prescription abuse. So there is an epidemic, oxycodone, etc., Percocet, others, being an abused substance for so many. They're hooked, the pain is brutal, and they're taking them again. And eventually that effectiveness wears off, by the way. And that's probably part of the problem, so you pump in more pills. Boy, it's so where you don't want to be, isn't it? And this, I fear, is, and so as so many of the others, it's not a shock, is the twisted reality of what happened probably to Prince. Right? Or so it seems. And I'm wondering, anybody out there deal with that kind of addiction? Tomorrow, or actually later this week on the show, we're going to have a leading doctor as far as dealing with abuse of prescription drugs come on and talk to us about that and what happens to these people who frankly get hooked. Think of your back. It's on fire. Think of something else that's hurt you so bad you'd do anything to stop the pain, but it doesn't become just one or two pills. It becomes habitual. And then you mix that with something else and you have no clue what it is. And it's deadly. And I think, I don't know this, but I think that's what probably happened to Prince. What else was he taking, whether it was over the counter or what? You know? Crazy. Absolutely crazy. And the other part of the Prince story, that's an eye-opener for some of you listening. I mean, how many of you, okay, so you're not addicted to pills, how many of you have a will? I don't care if you have $10 in your pocket, whatever it is that you have, a coin collection worth thousands, something that meant something to you. Have you put together a will so that your great-grandson, your grandson, your son get whatever you want them to get? Oh, if people were to do that and tie up legally what goes where, wouldn't it be just nice to hand that off? Hand it off and not have to deal with the mess that ensues when there is no will. And shockingly, for all his smarts in the business, Prince didn't have a will. Questionable step brothers and sisters. But no will. So now the fight begins as to who gets what, who goes where. And you think of this vault full of music, the rights to his songs. And it's just sad. Because wouldn't it be better if it could go to specifically where he wanted it to go? Instead of the loosely relatives, let's put it that way. I mentioned a while ago that Newt Gingrich made the list for Donald Trump, and that's not a surprise. Marco Rubio would be on the list. And one of the things that, although he has distanced himself from that, one of the things Trump tweeted out, it is only the people that were never asked to be VP that tell the press that they won't take the position. He said sarcastically, I don't want your position. Give it to somebody else. Which seems to be, that's the buck stops here office. And it doesn't mean once your person is out that you're going to have an easy street to one, getting the nomination and then getting elected. But it's all part of the process. It's all part of the democracy that we live in, which sometimes is so wonderful and sometimes is so awful. So awful. Coming up on America Tonight, so everybody knows, get you geared up for this. If you sat down and sent me an email, I'm going to go to that email because we're going to check the mailbag at the tail end of this hour. Some of you actually talking about Prince. I got a couple of Prince emails, needless to say. And also, campaign trail-wise, who you think's going to go where and, you know, what's going to happen. Although none of us really know. And my crystal ball, I temporarily pulled it out of the closet, and then I put it back in. Just when you think you've nailed it, that's when it's time to rethink that action. Oh, I'm not quite sure. Yep. Absolutely. So, day 21. Do you believe it's been that long in the Prince saga? 21 days. To wrap up at least some stages of the Prince investigation. Because it's not all, of course. It's not all wrapped up. Like I said, the will, for one, trying to really nail down the story about prescription drugs and where that went for him. Although it doesn't bode well. Doesn't look well. At this point. Kind of like the election results. The one thing that Hillary Clinton does have to be worried about is she could end the speculation and just stick a nail in Bernie Sanders if she had won some more of these states, and she hasn't done that. So, the game keeps getting played. And the comments come from all corners. Because it's true. It's not over until there's a definite nominee. There's no if, ands, okay, maybe, uh-uh. That all gets thrown out the window. When it comes to an election, I mean, completely shove it out the window. Mailbox, mailbag, mail time, you get it. That's next.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Decide that you're going to go and send us an email instead of jump on the phone lines, although we do have times where we get a bunch of phone calls. But a lot of people put together seemingly some pretty amazing notes, some pretty amazing emails that they send. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag. And as we go to the mailbag, we find this one. I gave him the night off. We find this one from Jeffrey in Austin, who says, is Newt Gingrich really relevant anymore, Kate? Who cares about Newt Gingrich? Why would Donald Trump put him on the ticket? I don't get it. He's an old guy. He's a useless guy, no offense, Newt Gingrich or any of Newt Gingrich's fans. How does he appeal to the younger voters? Well, he definitely doesn't appeal to the younger voters. He's more about shoring up the base. And just because he's supposedly on the short list, remember, doesn't mean that he's in. In fact, I would say it's a 50-50 deal. Like all of us, he's 50-50. I would say it's 50-50. I wouldn't really automatically assume, just because the word's coming down, that he's being considered or there's been conversation about him. That doesn't mean that Newt Gingrich is the guy. I think there are other choices that could be made. It's a question of who are you choosing for what reason? And that's what's significant. It's the reason that matters the most. Because it has to be the right reason, and usually that's to shore up the ticket in some way. Okay, they don't hurt you, but can they help you? By putting them on the undercard, will they help you? And I guarantee for Trump, that's exactly what they're thinking. Who is it that can be part of this that wants it, by the way? Who is it that we need to convince or go after or whatever or engage to jump on board? The Trump patrol. Because remember, they'd have to be on board with it in the first place. A big name, a good name, yeah, okay. But it doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to be the person. So Newt Gingrich has been getting TV time. He has his own show. He does that show with three other peeps. He was a guest on this show once. I don't like how I throw that in, which is true. I don't know. I think there are other people to be considered that could have a much bigger impact, perhaps, on the election voting process. Let's put it that way. All right, let's go to this one from Mickey in Illinois. Vice presidents. I heard what you said about vice presidents not too long ago. Vice presidents are like understudies. It's kind of a sick way to exist. You're waiting for something to happen to the president, and then you get sworn in. Although, in recent years, we certainly have seen that the president has given his VP, Joe Biden, way more room to maneuver. Which I think it's why Joe Biden considered running for president, although wisely chose not to. Well, it goes to the same thing. Does the VP damage you, or does that VP enhance you? And who is that person, by the way? All right, this one from Justin. And Justin says, Kate, I was wondering what do you think is going to happen with the Democrats in the end? Is Hillary Clinton really going to get the nomination? Or at the last second, does Bernie Sanders, who's been logging up some serious miles, does Bernie Sanders, somebody called him that once in a debate, Bernie Sanders surprise everybody? I don't know that it'd be such a surprise, like a shocker surprise, but I think it would be surprising. I do. You might not agree with me. I think it'd be surprising. If the email scandal brought it down, that would be a whole different thing. All right, Jonathan is listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Kate, I got a chuckle when not too long ago I heard you read some of the headlines from the Sun Times. And in listening to Bernie Sanders and in listening to others, is it any wonder that Bernie Sanders is gaining a lot of attention and maybe some momentum on Hillary Clinton? I almost would be more afraid if Bernie Sanders ran against Donald Trump. What do you think? Oh, no. I think the opposite. I think Bernie Sanders would have a tough time because beating Trump. The reason I say that is because there's going to be certainly people that would be like, whoa, even for me, just too left. I don't like some of what's being said. I just can't go there. I think there'd be a few I can't go there people, even for as much as he's adored and people like Bernie Sanders. A lot of people like Bernie Sanders, even Republicans. I don't think so. I don't think so. All right, Jess, listening to us in Massachusetts, says, Kate, I've wondered this for a while. What would happen if political types were like athletes? Well, that's a loaded question. It is, there is a lot of similarities between sports and politics. But the athletes, some athletes need polish. Some have plenty of polish. And it is kind of like how we see things unfold. Will the lack of polish in the end help Trump or hurt Trump? I think the whole Make America Great Again and him just blurting out whatever he thinks has won over more and more people. And again, it's the perception that just everybody in Washington is evil. They don't want to get anything done. They can't pass anything. We need to block them out. And Trump is that anti-guy because, you know what, he's the celebrity apprentice captain. He knows how this well-oiled machine called television works, and he can take full advantage. And obviously has. But at Sanders, I'll tell you what, he draws crowds after crowds everywhere he goes. Rallies break out spontaneously to give an attaboy to the back of Bernie Sanders. And I don't know if this has happened to you, but I looked out my window before we went on the air, and I swear I actually saw a funnel cloud. A funnel cloud! Crazy photos, by the way, from tornadoes in Oklahoma. Stay with us.
Blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.